The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." These things he said while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Confirmandi, how perfect was our first reading today? You guys went to Damascus on a retreat for your time preparation to prepare for confirmation, and now the last Mass, the last day before you receive the sacrament of confirmation, we hear of what Damascus is all about. When Paul was on his way to Damascus, and something happened, Jesus broke in as a blinding light, asking, "Saul, why are you persecuting me? I am Jesus whom you are persecuting." That the Lord broke into his life, and that changed everything for Paul. From the start of the first reading, we find Paul going around gathering Christians that they might be imprisoned or even killed. He meets Jesus, and by the end of the first reading, he's going out proclaiming this Jesus, who he was at first condemning. Something changed. It went from hating Christians, meeting Jesus, to proclaiming Jesus. Tomorrow, something is going to change for you. That you'll actually get something better than what Paul got. I dare to say you'll actually get something even more powerful than what the Pope received yesterday. Because you're receiving a sacrament of the Church, that the Holy Spirit is coming down in a powerful way. Yes, the Holy Spirit, the Lord himself, broke into Paul's life. Yes, the Holy Spirit and the Lord broke into Pope Leo's life yesterday. But tomorrow you're receiving a sacrament of the Church. The Lord has promised he will come into your hearts in a powerful way. My favorite thing I heard yesterday is that Pope Leo XIV was a missionary for 20 years. And in his address, he said, "We are called to be missionaries and proclaim the gospel." If that's what he's about, I am so excited. And that is exactly what your confirmation is about. If we have not, do not think we've had the graces we need to go out and proclaim Jesus. Tomorrow, you will receive every grace you need to proclaim the Lord Jesus. You will receive the Holy Spirit in a strengthening and powerful way. Everything you need to live as St. Paul did will be yours. And so today, this day of retreat, this day of recollection, you're going to receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist the last time before your confirmation. Ask Jesus for every grace at this Mass. Prepare well. You're going to receive confession. You'll have the opportunity for that, so that tomorrow you'll be as ready as possible to receive the Holy Spirit, the strengthening of the Spirit. Today you'll have time for prayer, time for talks, time for friends, all that. My one encouragement is, don't be distracted. We have 24 hours just to give the Lord and just to open up your heart saying, "Lord, give me everything I need so I can be on mission for you." And he'll be so happy to give that. This day, just give to the Lord. Tell him, "This day is yours. I open my heart, whatever you want to give me." that tomorrow he has every space possible to give himself to you.